This is Passport to Texas. The Mexican culture is integrated into the fabric of Texas. So how do we handle something like the anniversary of the Battle of San Jacinto, where we celebrate the Texian Army's victory over Mexico?
And that's something we've been trying to address for years here at San Jacinto.
Boyd Harris is a park interpreter at San Jacinto Battlegrounds and State Historic Site in La Porte.
In the past, it has been more of a centric white Texan kind of history, but nowadays, we like to commemorate and honor both sides. We're more about education here, as well as the memory of these soldiers. The Mexican Army itself, half the Army was conscript, and so they weren't volunteers, but they weren't the only people of Mexican descent at the battlefield. There are also Tejanos fighting on the Texian Army side, so we want to talk about them. Juan Seguin and his Tejano company is in the very forefront of the battle, and we want to talk about those guys, because this is a revolution, and revolutions are messy, they're complex, and we want to give due respect and due remembrance to all those involved with it.
We commemorate the Battle of San Jacinto and all those involved on Saturday, April 23rd at the San Jacinto Battlegrounds and State Historic Site in La Porte. Find details in the calendar section on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.